Lord, we give you the glory. We lift up your name, God, the name above all names. You're so high. You're so lifted up, God. And we bow, Lord. We bow to you, God, your glory, the wonder of your mercy and your grace and your love and your faithfulness, God. God, show us, God. Would you do more to unveil our eyes to the glory of your Son? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Can someone grab... Steve, would you mind grabbing the lights? I gotta... I want to start with the video, okay? Or Allison. Thank you, sister. I think I have a video to start. Okay. There's no... You don't need the sound, but... This is the North Rim, 10,000 feet up. There's no railing.
Oh, wow.
This one had a railing, yeah. One danger for all of us in the Christian life is when God and the things of God and the glory of God and the mercy of God become too familiar. When we lose the sense of awe and wonder. This is the, when we got very thankful to God when we got a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, the north side, a couple years ago. 10,000 feet up. There are parts with no railing. I mean, you got to be careful. Like, seriously. Like, that's when I discovered I had a fear of heights. So, but imagine if you were a national park, like a park ranger. And you live there. You live on a little house next to the Grand Canyon. And you live there 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You see it every day. And so visitors are coming and they're like, you know, like me, right? Like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. And you're that curmudgeon-y, you know, national park ranger of 40 years, like, oh, that little crack in the ground? Yeah, no big deal, you know? So I see it every day. See it every day. It's no big deal. And we don't want to lose the awe and the wonder of the glory of God. The Grand Canyon is nothing. So there is a danger. There is a danger for us. For all of us, when the things of God and God Himself is just too familiar, you know, we grow a little too comfortable, a little, you know, we lose our gratitude in the faithfulness of God. If you are in Christ, you will be with God. Forever. Forever and ever. God is unknowable. Yet in Christ, do you know that you can know Him? In Christ, you have access anytime, any day, after the most egregious sin, to the throne room of God as a child of God. Anytime you can come. He listens to you. He listens to your prayers. in my prayers, anytime, in Christ, anytime. He knows us. He knows your heart and He knows my heart. He knows your hurt. So, let me just read just one or two verses for us, okay? And then I'll close. Because we finished Ephesians 1 through 3, and Paul is trying to jolt us awake. Don't lose the awe and the wonder of the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, of His mercy and His faithfulness and His love, things that we cannot fathom. We only see in part, right? We only see in part here, and soon we will see in full. So Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. And I'll continue this next week. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, based on everything we heard from our mission team, based on the testimonies, when we see the glory and the faithfulness of God, He's urging us. I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Paul is urging us, don't lose sight. This is just verse one, okay? I'll hit verse two and beyond next week. Walk in a manner worthy that upholds the worth and the value and the awe and the wonder of God. Your life is bought with the precious blood of Christ. Let's make it count. Let's make it count here on this earth. The ups and the downs, and He's always there. And so when He says walk in a manner, like wake up, go to work, you know, grab your coffee, go into that meeting, interact with your coworkers, you know, come home and make a meal. I mean, everything, your whole life, my whole life, we're learning to walk in a manner that is in light of the awe and the wonder and the glory of God. And we have to fight for that. We have to fight every day, okay? I mean, you know, some Sundays, I mean, I'm glad I have to shorten my sermon because I feel like some Sundays, you know, you just don't need to say a lot. You just, you know, you see it, right? And you sense the presence of God and the glory of God. He's so big. His ways, they're so high. So let's not, you know, let's not grow too familiar and comfortable. Let's have the privilege every day, and let's pray and that God would just be majestic. That His love, right? I think it was last week, like, you know, it's not Netflix K-drama love. That's not God's love, right? It's holy love. It's faithfulness. I can't see it all, right? I don't see everything He's doing, but He doesn't. So let's not lose sight. Let's walk in a manner worthy that upholds the worth and the value of our Lord Jesus Christ and His glory. Okay, let's pray. Let me invite Nate and just to lead us and song, and let me pray for us as he gets ready. Lord, who can know your ways, God? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great grace and your great love and the wonder and the awe of it all, God. Give us eyes to see, minds to comprehend, hearts to fathom and gain a glimpse of your glory, God. You're so good. And so thank you, God. We come with great gratitude, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.